This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned on Tuesday the United States will take every action it can to prevent an Iranian tanker from delivering oil to Syria in violation of U.S. sanctions. Speaking at the U.N. Security Council Tuesday, Pompeo said the United States will keep the pressure on Iraq despite what he called Tehran's extortion diplomacy.
The Islamic Republic of Iran and its proxies continue to foment terror and unrest in Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, and Yemen, with devastating humanitarian consequences.
Maritime trackers believe the ship, now christened the Adrian Daria, is headed to the Greek port of Kalamata and is expected to arrive there on Sunday. However, Athens says it has not received any request for the tanker to dock. President Donald Trump says he is considering some tax cut proposals, but not in response to a potential recession. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
More economists now say they fear a recession's coming in the next 2 years or so. A strong economy's key to the president's re-election bid, so the White House has been trying to shout down those concerns.
I think the word recession is a word that's inappropriate.
He acknowledges he's considering cuts to capital gains and payroll taxes, but says he does that all the time. It has nothing to do with a potential recession. His big concern now is the Federal Reserve, which the president says must lower interest rates.
If the Fed would do its job, I think would have a tremendous spurt of growth.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A down day on Wall Street Tuesday, with all three major indices closing in negative territory. The Dow dropped by 0.2%. The S&P fell 0.79%. The Nasdaq lost 0.68%. This is VOA News.